Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
So if you're waking up this morning and you're scrambling to find the lottery numbers, see if you won.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't you. Unless you live in unless you live in Massachusetts, it was not you. One person is going to claim all that money. I was reading somewhere that you have better odds of dying from constipation.
Wow. That's right.
Yeah. What a bad way to die.
Yeah, then you do winning the lottery.
You can get that backed up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to die from it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was reading things that could happen to you instead of winning the lottery.
Pretty much anything.
Pretty much anything. I mean, the odds are awful. It's like 2 in 292 million.
Yes.
But you do have a better odds to win $400 to Office Depot with our Ultimate Lunchbox, which is coming up in less than an hour.
There you go.
Just make sure you're listening for the Kid Nation school bus to arrive, and then just hop on in there and claim your prize.
Okay.
We'll tell you when that's happening pretty soon. And from the text, we're talking about fears because celebrities gave us their fears. Silverfish, weird bugs that just disappear when you squash them. They're aliens. Are those the pincher bugs with the little scissor tail?
I thought silverfish were those little skinny bugs that you find on the corner of your house and walking around the floor in your house and stuff. I thought that's what those were.
They're always in my shower, and I feel like I wash them down the pipes, and they must survive that because he climbs right back up.
Yeah.
Hmm. And you'll like step on them and you'll try to squash them with
them. Yeah, I got the exterminator coming on Monday.
They look like government fish. Like that they're programmed.
An experiment
gone
wrong?
They look like something like that they have some sort of program inside of them. Yeah, they look like little robots.
This one, I'm insanely afraid of being convicted of a crime I didn't commit. Like I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time and my fingerprints or DNA are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is does that make me crazy part
just about,
two.
Yeah.
Well, it could happen. We've seen it happen. Didn't the guy just get pardoned from a...
It happens quite a bit now, doesn't it?
He was about to be executed and some DNA evidence came through.
Wow, at the last minute.
The day he was supposed to be executed.
Isn't that funny how that happened? The day he was about to be executed, finally comes through.
I'd rather that day than the day after.
How is it that last minute? That's crazy.
I don't know. And I guess it happened so many years ago that they didn't have the science to do the DNA test and now they do. So he spent a lot of time in jail. Wrongfully from what we hear. I'm scared of going to the movies. OMG, I just can't.
Why?
Well, because bad things can happen to movie theaters.
Yeah, I sit in a very specific spot. I love the movies, though, but I
sit near the end just because I'm probably going to have to pee.
Right.
Yeah, I sit always by an... I always think about the exit.
I always got to know where the exit is.
I don't think that makes me crazy.
No.
I think about that every time I go in somewhere.
You're safe.
Yeah.
Every time I go to dinner with my wife, I always have to be facing the door.
That's every man.
I got to get her six.
Yeah, I got her.
I found that out. That's true of every man.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's a gentleman thing to do.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
And if you don't have a man, you do it yourself.
I'm going to charge.
Is that what you're going to do?
That's what I think I want to do.
You never know until you're put in that situation.
Like, I feel like I should talk to every guy that's in the restaurant and be like, hey, man, if something happens.
I got this side. You got that side.
Yeah, like, I'm a charge just to make sure.
It's not even that. It's just you'd like to see that so you at least have a chance to react. You'd like to see someone coming in that looks troublesome.
Well, plus, if you're sitting facing the door, you can watch and see the hot girls walk in while your girl, your wife doesn't even know what's happening.
Right.
You know, you're sitting there like you're looking at the menu.
No, see, that's not what we do.
You're looking like, wow, look at that.
It's interesting, though. I've noticed, I kind of finally realized that must be instinctive for a man. Like, there's just something innate to you that you have to be facing the door. I don't know what that is.
Because we just want to be your hero, baby.
Yeah, take care of it.
We just want to be your hero. Speaking of heroes, this news that came out. Sometimes PETA can be a little sensitive.
PETA?
What?
PETA, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm all for animal rights.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you on that. I'm with you on the dolphins. Mm-hmm. Love what you do there. But back in April, firefighters in England rescued...
What are they doing for dolphins?
Go Miami.
They're the guys that were slaughtering the dolphins and they're fighting
them. You know, what we did with dolphins, PETA is against. We swam with dolphins.
Yeah, we apologize for that.
Yeah, we should have done
now
that.
You apologize?
But the dolphins... the dolphins seemed pretty happy.
Oh, did they?
As long as you become more educated about things like that. There's a lot of things I'll never do again. Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought it was bad. A lot of people were taking pictures. Now I know that they're in captivity is bad.
All right.
But back in April, firefighters in England rescued 18 piglets from a fire in a barn. Did you see this?
I heard it yesterday on the radio.
So the owner of the farm was so grateful he wanted to thank them.
Yeah.
Right? As we all would. Because, hey, man, that's really nice what you guys did. Yeah. Thank you for your service. So he cooked up the pigs they rescued, made them into sausages, and then she served them to the firefighters.
They saved the pigs from the fire, and then she cooked them.
No. Yeah. So the firefighters, they accepted this offering, and they ate it, and they put up a post and said, hey, man, thank you, or ma'am, thank you so much for the pig. It was delicious.
And, well, she was raised. Was it a pig farm? Was she raising them for sausage anyway?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, probably. I don't think she would just do that if they weren't meant for food.
The pigs are like, whew.
Yeah.
We dodged a bullet there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, man, let's sit back and relax.
PETA got word about the story. Remember, this was back in April, and they have now spoken out against the fire department and the farm. And the firefighters now have to apologize for eating the pigs.
Oh, no, you don't.
And for calling the sausages. And they did. They apologized for calling the sausages, quote, fantastic on social media.
Okay, so they did.
Is that a little too
they have to become vegetarians because they saved a pig?
Yeah,
or is it just for the fact they ate the pig they saved? I mean, what's the problem PETA has here, actually?
Look, the pigs,
it does sound bad.
It does. But the pigs are probably going to end up being food anyways. I mean,
their whole thing is to move away completely from that, and it's difficult because, especially in small towns, and you know, I just went out of town across the world, and everyone like lives on a farm and cooks their, you know, has their meat. They have animals as pets, and then they eat them, and it's really interesting survive.
Yeah.
You know, how fishermen, that's how they live their lives, and you know, it's. I think that we eat too much meat here in America. But
I mean, we have classes in school. That do, you know, you raise animals, right?
Yep, pigs, from baby, cows, from birth.
And you're raising, then you take it to the state fair, you get some money for it, and they buy it, and then they go take it, and then it's a hamburger.
It's going to be food, And they know it, and the kids get attached to them, but they're like, that's life.
That's what they
do. We got to eat. That's a circle of life, Big Al.
Yep.
And that's what's going on with the fire department and PETA. They apologized. But yesterday, let's get into some music, because yesterday we got a new hit song from our boy, Alan.
I know something.
That's right, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't know. Ho, 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 ho,
ho. That is awesome.
Everybody, heard the country remix, and the club heads were like, hey.
Oh, we got a mashup or something?
How come only the honky tonk is getting the Alan I Know Something song?
Okay.
And Trey got on it. And said, I got you, fam.
No.
So if you're going out to the club this weekend, be on the lookout for the EDM version of I Know Something.
I know
so that's your EDM version of I Know Something.
Awesome.
Sure, it's a short song, but that's all you need from
that's
the
all
Alan.
You need.
Yeah. Just wait for that beat to drop.
Yeah.
It
drops, Jenna.
Awesome.
That's why you got to go to the club to hear it.
I prefer the country version, though. Yeah. You know me.
You do? Of course you do.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton lover.
That's
you love Blake Shelton.
That's pretty great.
What if Blake Shelton covered Alan's song?
That would be awesome.
That would be huge.
That would be pretty
honor.
Huge.
Yeah.
Speaking of covering songs, too, Sesame Street, they finally got on the Despacito bandwagon.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little late.
3 billion views and they finally got on.
It's called El Patito.
El Patito.
Oh, is that Spanish for rubber ducky?
Oh, El Patito es mi favorito. Donde quiera que vaya hace su sonido. El Patito es su buen amigo. El Patito.
Ducky, I am so lucky. Bodi-odi-o. No matter where we go, you and I, we both know we're there for each other, so happy together.
All right.
You might even say we're two birds of a feather.
Ernie, you are not a bird, and he is made of rubber!
Or it's a figure of speech, Bert.
Did Bert and Ernie ever come out with the news?
No.
There's that rumor out there.
The news?
What?
No.
There's that rumor out there about Bert and Ernie.
No news.
What's the news? There are a couple, right?
Right, that's what I hear on the streets. On the streets, that's what I heard.
Not on
roommates.
Street, really?
Yeah.
They've never addressed.
Yeah, just what I say
right
to 30-something-year-old men that live together. They're roommates.
They've been roommates for 50 years.
That's right. Oh, they're about to celebrate their platinum.
I don't know.
Their platinum anniversary.
Oh man.
Hey,
I got a roommate. You got a boyfriend? Sorry, I'm sensitive there.
I know,
I've dated
Jen,
a guy.
Sorry. You'll find somebody, Jen. It's okay.
No, I'm good.
Just just because Bert
happy.
Did doesn't mean you
I'm won. Happy. I'm just saying.
I know.
Bert and Ernie, you know, it happens to
Hey, maybe you didn't win the lottery this morning, but we are getting paid tomorrow.
It is Friday. The eagle flies, baby.
Yeah. Kid Nation, we want you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What are you going to blow your paycheck on?
Okay.
We all do it from time to time. I think this paycheck is one that we should use.
Just blow it
because we didn't win the lottery.
Okay.
What are you going to blow your paycheck on? Give us some ideas because we're feeling sad about not winning. We'll take your calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We do have an update on our t-shirt sales.
Today's the last day, right?
Midnight tonight.
Tonight at midnight. Yeah. So you need to purchase them before midnight tonight.
Uh-oh. Here comes our producer, White Cheddar, into the building.
I was just going to say, I could tell you a little bit. Al is outpacing everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, first place is like 2-1 over second.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's in second?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
JC. Okay. It's really close for last, though.
Really?
So last place.
Am I still comfortably in third? That's all?
I wouldn't say comfortably. I would say third.
Oh, no. Okay, panic. How many do I need to buy to make sure I stay third?
Don't do that.
I would say probably 40.
You would think?
Wow.
Oh, Kelly, that's commitment.
It's only $800.
$800, Kelly.
Oh, my gosh.
So 40.
Keep from being
if you want to be comfortable, though.
I like comfort.
Yeah, it's $1,000, Kelly.
Are Close you upselling it. Kelly on her own shirt?
Yes, I am.
I just don't want to lose.
How close are the last place? I mean, how close are Justin and I? I should just
within
Between 5 and 10 shirts.
Yeah. Whoa. Wow. Well, Jenna, you could probably purchase 10.
Yeah.
That's a couple $100.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that.
Yeah, we know.
I'm not buying 10. I'm not spending that money. I'm not rich like you.
Well, I'm not rich, but I don't want to be last.
I don't have
Al's
that
not
money
liquid.
To spend. Yeah. I don't have it.
I'll send you a text later tonight and tell you the number you need to buy. How about that?
You give me the heads up as well. I just don't want to lose.
Okay.
That's the only thing.
All right.
You got it.
Thank you, Robert.
I was already just resigned to losing this one.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I want to. Yeah, like I don't want to spend money and still lose.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah,
that's because nothing. I mean, losing sucks, but
really
like being like way lighter in the wallet, being poor and a loser.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a poor loser.
And the punishments could get pretty rough, you guys.
Rough?
Well, this is what's unfair is that the punishment was never decided on before this contest.
Maybe it depends on who loses.
Yeah.
What do you mean the punishments could get rough?
It could be a male punishment versus a female punishment.
Because what's punishment to one is pleasure to another.
That's right.
You never know.
Big.
We don't even know what they could
be.
What I'm hearing is that it could be something that's going to go on through the entire week of our family vacation when we go down to Mexico.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Mexican punishment.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is, a week
coming up,
away.
Yeah, it's about a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The week of Labor Day.
Just over a week away.
Yeah.
Whew. Maybe you want to blow your money on buying a vacation and meeting us down there for our family vacation.
How about that? It's not too late.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to fantasize about just blowing a paycheck.
Right.
You know, I just want to blow this paycheck.
Especially the day after we find out we didn't win the lottery. Because we were all, you know, if you bought a lottery ticket, no matter the odds, even though they're 2 to 292 million, we all thought we had a chance.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I had a 50-50 chance. Because I was in a pool with a bunch of dudes. And so we had a lot
you
of tickets.
You felt that strong about it.
I felt really
get high.
50-50.
Yeah, I felt like it got as high as 50-50 for me.
Yeah.
Like, I was celebrating last night. I popped a bottle of champagne.
Oh, just my God.
Yeah, with the wife.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
If you could blow the paycheck tomorrow, JC, what would you blow it on?
Oh, man.
Just
I would want to.
Completely irresponsible.
Yeah. I would buy another one wheel.
Okay.
Which is this electric skateboard.
Yeah.
Just because I don't have any buddies here that have it. And I want to ride with people.
Yeah.
Aww.
Okay.
So I feel really lonely. So I would buy one just so that I could have a riding partner.
A one-wheel buddy.
Yeah.
Mine is similar to yours, but on a bigger scale. I would buy a custom golf cart. Like one
Ooh,
of those golf carts.
Yes.
Street issue.
Really cool wheels on it and the speakers on it.
Street legal, right? Is that what they call it? Street legal?
Yeah, close to it. Ish. And just drive it. I don't know where I'd go, but I want a custom golf cart. I've seen some really cool ones.
Man, you must get a higher paycheck than mine.
I'm just fantasizing.
Right.
I'm going to blow something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly, what would you blow your paycheck on?
I'm blowing my paycheck on approximately 200 in a world full of Brian's. Wait for Peter.
T-shirt.
I might be blowing my paycheck on that if things don't go my way.
Okay.
All right.
Jenna?
A wig for my dog.
A wig.
Jenna wants to buy the weirdest stuff for Wheezy. Always. She's always searching for the weirdest stuff.
This is just for Halloween. We're going to crush our Halloween couples costume this year. Right.
Jenna spends money on the Halloween costume.
I told you, we're going to be a famous interracial power duo.
Okay.
And yeah. Weezy needs a wig.
It's pretty good.
What do you want to blow your paycheck on? 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
Thank you, Kelly. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
So what are you blowing your paycheck on?
Well, after listening to you guys a little bit earlier, I'm going to go get some pork butts. I'm going to smoke them and then take the delicious smoked juicy pork meat to firemen.
You know what? They do like it when people show up with stuff.
They do.
You know, right. I like that.
You're welcome to go to the fire stations whenever you want because, I mean, we're technically paying for them and they're always so welcoming. Sometimes they even feed you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it might be nice to feed them. That and I really like picking off PETA along with other groups that like to force their opinions down your throat. So.
Right. Speaking of PETA, Melissa, there's a PETA a filter on Facebook that backfired on them because it said shoot selfies, not animals. So we got a text here saying that my husband put it on his profile picture with himself and a deer he killed. So that's what people started doing. They started putting it with that filter, but with the animal. So PETA got all mad about it. Thank you, Melissa. Enjoy your pork butt.
Yeah, the thing about PETA is they just seem angry. Are there happy PETA people?
I've met some happy PETA people.
You have? Okay, good. Because they just always seem angry.
Not all of them are angry.
Because they're always protesting.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
You know, and that's just kind of angry.
Well, I guess you need the extreme side.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, the chill, and then you got the extreme PETA. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
Kelly's going to love what you're blowing your paycheck on.
Oh, good.
I am going to Vegas to see Britney Spears front row with 12 of my best girlfriends for my bachelorette weekend. And I'm shaking so much because I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, yay! That's expensive.
Front row.
Yeah. Wow.
Blowing their paycheck.
Every single girl front row right there. Like, not in the front row, but that pit area right by the walkway.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully
oh, my God.
I know she usually picks a guy, but hopefully she picks you to get up there and do the cool dance.
Believe me, I'm going to be trying to stand out. Like, please, I just won't run the stage, I promise.
Laura, from the couple people I know that have gotten to do that, they showed up early and they were just standing around.
In the lobby.
And then the producer went out and found them.
But it's usually a guy, right? But if you're there
she's
in all your bachelorette, tiara, and all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let us know
we're
how it goes.
All in, like, neon colors. It's like a neon theme. The hashtag is getting down with the brown. My future last name is brown.
All right.
That's right.
All right.
Let us know how it goes, Laura. Have fun out in Vegas.
Do you have a hashtag so we can follow your bachelorette weekend?
Yes, hashtag getting down with the brown.
Getting down with the brown. Okay, we're going to follow that.
No G at the end of getting, right? Just getting?
Getting.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right.
Have fun.
You might stumble on other things
careful.
If you search that on Twitter, but that's all good.
You know.
Yeah. And Instagram. Getting down with the brown.
It's funny. I would search my wedding hashtag sometimes. Not the Abracaboo, but we were using the wedding date, too, and stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All these Asian weddings were popping up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was really interesting. Like, I would type in, like, 7117, because that was our wedding date. It's crazy. You should search hashtags sometimes and just see what comes up from around the world.
Love it. You can stalk anyone. You can find what anyone's doing at any time. Girls love looking at hashtags.
You got it. That's been a new fun thing, hashtagging.
All right.
You're stalking through hashtag life?
Just to see what's there.
Okay.
They might even throw in an Asian.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They might. I might go get my nails done. Speaking with my buddy Ghetto D.
Speaking of Asian,
my new Asian buddy Ghetto D.
Wait, dude, Manny date?
Yeah, we're gonna. His cousin's opening up a nail salon.
So I want to go.
You want to come with us?
Am I allowed? Is that weird? Can I go?
Yeah.
On a dude date?
It's all good. It's our first time ever getting it done.
Maybe he'll get a one wheel board for you.
Can
be joined to the hip.
Kinsey's going with his wife, Dr. Ghetto J, and then we're gonna go.
Oh, so you're not all going together.
No, maybe you can go with my wife and his wife. But yeah, his cousin's opening it up. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. What are you going to blow your paycheck on?
I am actually going to Cozumel in Progreso. Cruise with my husband in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go blow my entire paycheck on swimsuits and clothes.
We're going to need
all right, Ashley.
Buying clothes?
She's going to buy swimsuits and clothes for the cruise she's going on.
Okay, yes. Good. And thanks for interpreting.
And also a little bit towards a new phone would be good.
Yeah. At least a new provider.
Thank you for your call, though. And it's not her fault. You know, she sounds like she's in a tunnel.
Thank God you have such great listening skills, Jason.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, dude.
Thank you. I also have great phone screeners that write down what they're about to say.
Ah.
How come girl bathing suits are that expensive, though?
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
My bathing suits are like $20.
You can find cheap ones, but yeah, it sucks. It's what are you getting, a few inches? And you're spending $100? Yeah. It's crazy.
Like, the smaller the bathing suit, the more expensive it is.
That's true.
Like, the thongs are more expensive than the butted ones.
Makes no sense.
The butted ones.
Yeah. The one pieces are cheaper than the bikinis.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
sometimes
getting more material.
Not
more
the ones that are missing a lot of stuff.
Struggle
though.
Is real, JC. Yeah.
The less fabric, the more it costs.
Yeah. Caitlin, I think a lot of us would like to blow our paycheck on something like this, because then we could just chill. Right, Caitlin? What are you getting?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I would want the maids, like the cleaning service and the little yellow cars, to come and clean my house. Do baseboards, do blinds, do appliances, and do everything.
Yes.
Man, I tell you, a deep cleaning of the house is perfect. Mm. That's money well spent right there.
Yeah. But make sure you pre-clean before the maid gets there, because you don't want her to think you're a slob.
Well, no, yeah. I don't want them to see laundry or dirty.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I
want to pre-clean.
And do everything else.
See, I'm not a fan of the pre-clean.
You got to pre-clean.
If you're going to pay for somebody to come
my
out.
My current status is always pre-clean. I have not gotten a maid yet.
You just do the pre-clean.
I pre-clean, and I'm like, I want to get a maid this month. I want to get a maid this month. I need the help, and then it's just pre-clean to dirty. I go pre-clean to dirty.
Oh, man, yeah, this is happening in Corpus. Hi, Amanda. What are you blowing your money on?
Well, I was going to blow my money on getting supplies for my classroom, but now I get to blow my money on going up to Kerrville to escape the hurricane.
Yeah, the hurricane's hitting Corpus pretty bad. You're
Harvey.
In Corpus Christi, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we should be getting about 15 inches of rain, they're thinking.
Man, yeah, be safe out there. Yeah, get out of there.
Shout
for
out
a couple
Corpus
days.
Christi, yeah.
We're thinking about you. Hopefully you don't get hit too hard
That's
with
what
that.
We're hoping.
Have fun.
Bye, Amanda.
Have fun.
Have fun.
I mean,
have fun evacuating.
Well, you got to make the best of every situation.
True.
Kerrville's cool.
Kerrville is pretty cool.
That's a hashtag.
What? Make the best of every situation?
Kerrville's cool.
Oh. It's like mine was kind of boring.
Kerrville, your enthusiasm. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
What are you going to blow your money on?
I'm not blowing my money on a lift kit on my custom golf cart.
A lift kit on a golf cart?
Dude! An upgrade on your golf cart.
Dude!
Yes.
Oh, wait, yeah. So what does the lift kit do on the golf cart?
Just that.
Well, it raises it up about a foot so you can just drive over, you know, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Are you a big golfer?
Yes, I am, but I just use it in my neighborhood, just drive house to house.
Yeah. My man.
Is it street legal?
No, not at all.
No.
Just
no,
in the
no.
neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Neighborhood, yeah.
A lot of people in the neighborhoods have those.
That's the cool dad in the neighborhood that has a golf cart.
With
right?
a sound system.
And they just ride around, they ring the doorbell.
Yeah.
Hey, is Zim McKelly want to go for a ride in the golf cart? And all the kids are hanging off the golf cart. Yeah, they just go around the neighborhood.
That's what I want.
So a grown man is showing up to your house asking if Emma Kelly can come play?
He's got kids. No, he's got kids. And they are like, hey, we're taking the kids around the neighborhood. You want to be that dad.
The cool dad.
Yeah. You want to be the cool neighborhood dad.
Yeah, it'd be different if he was like the solo guy driving around the neighborhood giving kids rides.
That's fun.
I'm looking at him right now on Craigslist.
The childless golf cart guy.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Kelly, your phone's ringing.
Hello. This is going to... I've got to live with these people, JC. These are my neighbors.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, golf cart owning neighbor.
It's Ron from down the street.
Yeah.
I was wondering if Emma Kelly's around.
She is, but can I take a message for her?
Yeah. Ask her if she wants to go for a ride.
In the golf cart?
Oh, yeah.
She would love to.
All right. I'll pick her up around 7.
All right.
All right.
Bye, golf cart owning neighbor of Kelly.
Have her home by midnight.
No, the golf cart ride usually takes about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Buy golf cart.
Should I bring some ice cream?
Well, you know.
Buy golf
cart. Sure.
Buy golf cart owning neighbor of Kelly.
Bye. Who's that?
That's Al.
I called at Kelly's house.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing there, Al?
I'm over here making sure everything's all right.
Does your daughter want to go for a ride?
No.
All right.
Sorry.
In case my golf cart owning neighbor is listening, we love you and we love when you bring the golf cart around to take everybody for rides.
That was a different.
Fun.
He sounds
that
nice.
That was a different one.
Ron sounds nice.
Ron's
generous.
Nice. Yeah, very nice.
With his candy.
Yeah,
man.
Hey, we got the ultimate lunchbox coming up for you. If you, I believe the school bus is about to pull up. Maybe it's a school golf cart this time. We got it for you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Mike, sorry we missed what you were going to blow your paycheck on, because we went to break after the golf cart incident. What are you going to blow your paycheck on, Mike?
Booze, babes, and barbecue.
Yeah. 3 days.
My man. You have fun out there, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Mike.
Buddy.
Have a good day.
You too.
Beer, babes, and barbecue, Al. That's what you got to spend it on.
Love it.
Hashtag that.
Yeah.
Going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Yeah, back to school time.
Back to school.
Most have gone back
to school.
Right, most have gone back to school. I believe some will start on Monday. But by Monday, I think everybody should be back in school. But we got the ultimate lunchbox for you right now. If you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for call number 23 to score this exclusive lunchbox.
Got it.
$400 to Office Depot, Office Max. Just like that. Caroline's in here, you guys.
Hey!
Caroline's obsessions coming up later in the show. We're about an hour away from those. Even though in my schedule it said confessions, Caroline. So I was like, what are you confessing?
Ooh, wow. I know. I feel like that might be my new Tuesday bit since the Bachelor's gone. I'll have my obsessions and my confessions.
Your confessions?
Caroline's confessions.
Are you not watching Paradise?
Oh, I am. I'm talking about it in my obsessions today.
Who annoys you the most? Mine's the guy that keeps talking about his dog. Ben.
Oh, Benzy is annoying. The most annoying is Robbie. I want to throw Robbie into the ocean.
He's that guy that looked like the Ken doll, Kelly. Remember him?
Oh, my God.
He has hair. He's
that perfectly
so
trimmed.
Yeah.
Like,
well, he has the may I speak to the manager haircut. So
it's that facial hair that drives me nuts.
Yeah. It's horrible.
And he's more DB-ish now. Oh, especially in this
really
show,
bad.
Yeah.
And now he's like a social media influencer.
Yeah, that's what he
and
told the girl.
And it's like, what is that?
Yeah.
Isn't that a blogger?
No, it's someone who goes on The Bachelor and then quits his job and has no career and posts Instagram photos.
It's an Instagrammer, basically.
I've heard that there's these social media influencers.
No, it is a thing.
And they live like all in the same neighborhood, like in Hollywood, and they're all millionaires.
He's not one of them.
I want to know how do I become one of those.
I want to get Logan Paul on the show because he's my favorite media influencer, social media influencer.
And that's literally his title.
Yeah, and he makes like $20 million a year from what I gather.
They do really well.
I'm doing that next.
He's the brother of that one guy.
That's my next thing.
That got in trouble with the news.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
I just want to be the millionaire part.
He's got merch. He's got all that good stuff.
I has an announcement.
You has an announcement?
Yes, I do.
Okay, give it to us.
So if you've been following, we were trying to raise the money for the therapeutic arts room at Dallas Children's Medical Center.
Yes.
And so it's a room where kids can go and take music lessons when they're at the hospital or do art, or it's just a place to decompress. They have music therapists that can work with them. And so my best friend J-Mac has a foundation, Music Meets Medicine, and we wanted to raise money to name this room the Kids and Music Meets Medicine room in honor of Kid Craddock.
Right.
So it was over $100,000, and I made my appeal few weeks back asking to for y'all to help raise the money by my dad's birthday, which was on Tuesday.
Okay.
And we raised the money.
Yay!
Awesome.
Nice.
So I'm super excited. Dad used to do a lot of service hours over there. It's really awesome that we have a place to go and see him.
That's
now.
Very cool
room for him.
Hey.
And we're still going to get a little more money because proceeds from the shirts we're selling are also going to go towards the room as well.
Good.
So you have until midnight to buy those T-shirts. And by the way, we got a text here because we're talking about blowing your paycheck. And it said, "Hi guys, I'm going to blow my money on Jenna and Justin's T-shirts because I want to see what Kelly does to end up in last place."
Oh man.
So they want to see how Kelly handles being in last
place. I'll tell you how she's going to handle it. Not good.
Yeah.
I'm not known for my good sportsmanship.
No. Yeah. No, you're not.
But you'll fulfill whatever the the punishment is,
right?
Usually. Well, no.
Well, you kind of have to.
Not usually.
Bit killer. Kelly is known to be the bit killer.
We'll
see. She'll say not going to do it in a minute.
Right.
I'm not going to do
it. But you got to. Because then you look. What are you teaching the children if you're not following through on the punishment?
That's the thing. You're talking about punishment, so that's all I have to do is just be like, I'm not going to do it?
Right.
No. You have to do it.
Says who?
Says,
I don't know who says, okay?
Says the producer and George.
Says our show.
Oh, okay. Or what? We'll look bad? Oh, okay.
We don't even know what it is. I'd be far more motivated to not lose
fair.
If I knew, like, if you told me
fair.
I had to get, like, all like my whole body pierced. I'd be like, no,
no, we're not going to go that far. No, you know we're not going to go that
but
far.
But you understand what I'm saying is that when you don't even know the punishment, you don't even know what to be scared of.
Al and I have been punished countless times.
Countless.
And
like Justin and challenged us to a race, and he said, "You can shave my head if I lose because I'm so confident
and
I won't
lose." And what did you do?
And I shaved his head.
Right.
But that was set before the foot race.
Sure. We've had punishments set before.
All right, let's get back to Caroline. After. We can worry about this later.
Yeah, let's get back to me.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about.
She was done talking about it.
Brought back to me again.
Well, I'm so glad. Thank you for everybody that donated.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
All Kid Nation, you made this possible, man.
Yeah,
that's how you roll. Got a room at the hospital, the children's hospital.
And we'll see you in less than an hour, Caroline, for your obsessions.
Confessions and obsessions.
And a confession, possibly. Thank you very much, young lady.
Thank you.
All right. Back to school. Give away this ultimate lunchbox.
Country to jump back on the bus.
Yeah, jump back on the bus. Marissa, how you doing this morning?
Oh my gosh, are you guys serious?
We are not kidding you. You're caller number 23. You just won the ultimate lunchbox.
Oh my gosh. Woo-woo! Say hi, Anthony. My son's at school on Monday. I'm so excited.
Yay! Yeah.
Well, he's got a brand new lunchbox to take with him.
Yeah, it's a Kid Craddock Morning Show lunchbox, so he could rep the show.
I'm so excited. I get to talk to you guys. I've been listening to y'all since I was little. I'm 32 now, so we listen to you every day.
Aw, thank you, Marissa.
I'm used to little.
Look at you. What grade is your son going into?
He's going to kinder. He's 5.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. That's that.
Yeah, yeah. And I have a little girl. She's 2, so she's going to learn from her brother. So today's Meet the Teacher.
Yes.
I love the energy.
Meet the Teacher is excited.
I'm so excited.
A big deal.
Forever. I am so stoked. Whoop,
whoop. I love her.
I do.
Rock your shirt.
What?
Yeah.
She loves our shirts.
Oh.
Somebody's shirt.
I thought she did something else.
No, no, no. She loves our shirt.
Yeah, that's 2 great winners we've had in a row. Yes,
I know. Yeah,
let's keep that going. And you know what, Marissa? We're going to hook you up with a $400 gift card to Office Depot and Office Max so you can take care of that back-to-school shopping. I heard they have Apple Watches out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
At Office Depot. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't be surprised.
Office Max,
okay.
I believe, has them.
Cool.
Yeah, because they don't have them at the cell phone stores. And you'll have that lunchbox so he could rep it at kindergarten, okay?
Yay! Thank you so much, guys. I love y'all so much, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
No, thank you for listening, Marissa.
So
congratulations.
Polite.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up.
I love happy people.
No,
I do too.
Meet the
Puts
teacher
in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna miss Meet the Teacher tomorrow because it ends at 9:30 in the morning, so we're still gonna be working.
Oh, you're a bad father.
I know.
My dad never got to do anything.
Yeah,
I know.
I miss it every year, but that's all right.
The struggle is real.
The struggle is so real.
In the morning
hashtag radio dad problems.
Hashtag radio dad problems. How about hashtag first world problems?
There you go.
How about that? We'll clear up the phone lines for you. Bring in those first world problems for us. We would love to hear them. You know, it's those things we feel bad complaining about because there are worse things going on in the world. But might as well get it off your chest.
World problem.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What are your first world problems? We'll get to them next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I got a first world
problem. Man, I had a first world problem last night that I thought was funny.
What?
And I was going to put it in my little notes on my phone, but I was like, no, it's so funny I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot it. Hashtag first world problem.
There you go.
Got to use that phone, man.
Yeah.
I always tell myself, no, I have a good memory.
I got that.
It's a trap. It'll stay in there. Nah, it leaked out during the night.
Sorry about that.
So I forgot
that,
it.
Sorry about that, bro.
But if you have a first world problem you want to share with the show, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I've been waiting for this all week. Ultra petty first world problem. The Starbucks lady kept saying, hold milk, even though I was repeating whole milk. So I ended up with no milk in my coffee.
Oh, my goodness. Hold.
Whole and hold.
First
and she
problem.
Says she's repeating it twice.
We've got to go back to spelling things again.
I guess so, man. Hashtag first world problems. Also from the text. I keep forgetting that not all sinks are automatic like the ones in my house, and I stand there looking like an idiot for a minute or two, waving my hands underneath it, trying to make it come on. Hashtag first world problem.
Yep.
The struggle's real.
Yeah. The bathrooms are getting super cool if you can get all those cool contraptions in there.
Cool.
They're making it where you don't have to touch anything.
Yeah. Your car.
I was in an airport bathroom and the soap spit out, then the water came on, and then the dryer came on all in one.
Right?
Crazy.
In the same, out of the same hole.
Crazy.
I'm waiting for that little contraption that's going to unzip my pants and do it for me. Like everything's just, you just stand there.
Oh, that's a different aesthetic. Well,
that way you don't even have to wash your hands.
So I can give you a phone number on that.
Really? Not like that.
I don't know.
Hi, Erica.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
What's my problem? My first world problem is when the light bulb goes out in your refrigerator.
Mm.
And then you don't change it for months and you have to use the flashlight off your iPhone.
I know, that sucks.
Yeah.
And you hope that it, because sometimes it comes back on and you're like,
you flick it. Yeah, you flick it, still doesn't work, and it's been 3 months and I still have yet to change it.
Oh, man, yeah.
That's it's a tiny thing. Little light bulb. It's not like you can just pick those up anywhere.
You gotta go.
Gosh, I have so many lights out. My girlfriend and I are like together. We need a trip to the store.
They did something on the news about millennials not wanting to change light bulbs in their house.
I literally have one in each room that works, you guys.
Seriously,
one out of six in the bathroom. One out of six in the bathroom. One out of 12 in the living room.
Yeah. And I've done the same thing.
This is such a problem. It's become a news story.
Yes, Kelly. Yeah.
Slow news story.
Millennials are living in the dark.
In the dark because they're too lazy to change light bulbs.
No, I'm not too lazy. It's just a lot of expensive.
Here's why I don't do it.
And I don't ever remember which kind I need for which spot.
So above my mirror in my bathroom, there's three bulbs, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And one of them is out. But I like to wait for all of them to go out because I don't want to replace it. And then this guy's going to be all off kilter with the other one.
Yes.
So I want them all to be put in at the same time.
In sync.
Yeah, they got to be in sync. Otherwise, they're just constantly going to be going out. You know? It's not a lazy thing. It's I want everybody to be the same.
All right.
Equality.
Okay.
I want equality for my bulbs. I want them all to be the same. Hi, Renee.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're doing First World Problems. Go ahead.
I had to actually go inside the store and buy a paper map because my GPS in my car quit.
Do you know how to read that?
A paper
map? I haven't seen a paper map in years.
I love paper maps.
I didn't know they still sold like a Rand and McNally or something like that.
Well, yeah, you have to go in like the truck stop.
Yeah.
You don't have it on your phone?
Well, I was driving and I do hospice work, so I was like in the middle of nowhere, so I was trying to get there.
Yeah, no service and stuff too. I used to have to use those for when I used to deliver pizzas.
Yeah.
And man, those, like when you get into the small streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, you run a lot of circles.
Yeah, exactly. You get lost way more often with those than with the crappy GPS that always gets us lost.
The poor guy that invented the MapsGo.
Yeah.
His GPS just put him right out of business.
He's probably like, I'm going to be rich forever. Nope, GPS. Have a good day, Renee. Hopefully you get to where you're going. Hey, Jill.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's going on with your car?
The air conditioner only on my driver's side is out.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah. So everybody else in my car is nice and cool, and we live in Louisiana, so I get to sweat.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I guess it's the little hose that funnels the air up there to the vent,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, it's the little part called an actuator, which we haven't ordered, but I just get to sweat until then.
My brother, when his air conditioner was out, he would drive around with a bag of ice in his lap. Isn't that sad? But
yeah.
He was nice and cool.
I bet you it felt good.
Don't blow your hose all over the place.
You had cool parts.
Yeah. What was that part called again, Jill? Actuator?
An actuator.
Actuator.
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew I had an actuator?
We have actuator hoses.
I never knew.
Yeah.
I want to learn about cars so bad. I feel like when my buddies start talking about the car parts and fixing up their cars.
Yeah.
It seems like something you'd be into.
I know.
You know, just another reason to be shirtless in the front yard, working underneath
Wait,
that car.
You could be shirtless while doing it?
Yeah. That's,
oh, yes.
I thought that was the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Then you have that little cigarette sticking out of your mouth. When
And you get on a skateboard and you slide out from under the car. Like, what was that, babe?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get on YouTube today.
She brings you some lemonade. She brings some lemonade.
Pump that car up. Get under there.
I'm going to do that.
Do some stuff.
Yeah, I'm just going to.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to do anything. I'm just going to get under there for a few minutes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be banging some tools on there. All right, Sharon, what's going on?
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Good.
I am driving to work this morning. Missed my coffee, so I stopped at my favorite coffee place. Got a nice ice cold Frappuccino. Drinking it. And there's so much condensation on the cup that it's running down my arm. first world problem.
Yeah. I hate that moisture.
Yeah.
Let me tell you my secret. On my Frappuccinos, I always get one of the hot coffee sleeves.
Oh, that's smart.
I asked for one, but they ran out, so they handed me a napkin, and that doesn't work.
Yeah, and if you ever, and be careful if you do that, because a lot of us put it like by our crotch to hold the cup there.
In your lap.
Then it looks like you peed when you get out of your car, so you got to be careful.
And I have a meeting this morning, so I can't do that.
Yeah,
yeah, that's too cold.
You
right
can't
there.
Go in there with pee-pee pants, Sharon. You know. Have a good day. Thank you for your first world problem.
Oh, a morning frap.
I like the frap.
Treat yourself.
If I'm going to drink some coffee, I'm going to get a frap.
You like the coffee? I'm not a fan of the cold coffee.
Nope. I always go hot.
I love the cold coffee. I just like caramel, too. Caramel frappuccino. Mm. Hi, Amy.
Hey.
So what happened in the rain?
So the other day, right, I was driving, and my windshield wiper went flying off, and I forgot to replace it. And I was traveling and hit a rainstorm. So I had to drive through the rain with only one windshield wiper, but it was on the passenger side.
Oh, no.
First world problem.
Were you leaning over to the passenger side trying to drive?
No, I just didn't even turn them on.
Yeah. There goes Amy with her head out the window again driving.
Or you got that left arm out with a rag trying to wipe it off as you're driving.
Yeah, wash my hair at the same time, right?
Yeah. Yep. Did you get it fixed yet?
No.
No, yeah. She still has a broken windshield wiper. Thank you, Amy. Do you know how to change a windshield? I don't think I've ever changed my windshield
wiper. I've changed the blade. I've never changed the whole wiper arm. Yeah.
I'm sure it's easy, right?
That's what you pay people to do.
Yeah.
No, I think you're supposed to just buy them and do it yourself.
Go to that good old service department, JC.
Somebody always take money and do something for you. Of course. Surprise.
See my boy Anthony up in service.
Yeah. I bet you we could do those easy. Hi, Brenna.
Hi.
Hello, what are you calling us on? Because your first world problem has to do with your phone.
It does. I'm calling on my new phone. So when we were back to school shopping a couple weeks ago, my phone got stolen.
Uh-huh.
And so when I got my new phone, I had to import all of my contacts one by one by hand because nothing would transfer over.
Oh,
that's a first world problem.
Yeah.
How many contacts do you have in that bad boy?
I don't have near as many now. I had hundreds, and I tried using my husband's phone, but he doesn't have hardly any of my contacts, so it did not work out so well.
Yeah. I would just wait for people to hit me up and do the new phone who dis.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost my contact. Who is this?
Yeah. No, just new phone who dis, and then they'll be like, oh, it's Tom.
Spell dis, D-I-S.
Yeah.
Who dis?
That's how you do it, Brenna. Yeah, stop putting it yourself. If they want to get a hold of you, that's how you know they're real friends. They'll get a hold of you. Thank you. Second one here from Kat. Hi, Kat.
Hi.
So what's yours?
I may have two now. I just got lost in my own neighborhood on my way back from the carpool line.
totally feel you on that.
So that's first world problem number one.
Number two is, we were late getting into the carpool, and I was frantic because I had a 15-minute argument with my son this morning over whether he was going to wear his LeBrons, his Tyrese, or his Jordans. So,
oh, man.
Wow.
We had just gotten in the car and turned on the radio, and I was like, you know what? This is such a first world problem. You know what? Other kids don't even get to choose between their shoes because he was mad I made him wear his LeBrons. Because his LeBrons are Velcro, so I don't have to tie them, so it saves time.
Right.
So he was mad at me, and I was like, what a first world problem. And I turned on the radio, and it was like, call in your first world problems. And I was like, there we go.
It was meant to be. So what did he go with?
He went with the LeBrons.
With the LeBrons, right?
Yeah, because they're Velcro, so I don't have to help him at all. So
try the Steph Curry's.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you,
they're pretty good.
They're pretty comfortable. It's what I'm wearing right now.
And you're not the only one, Kat. My kid is the same way. We have an argument for about half an hour every time we're about to leave the house.
That's good to know, because I'm like, how many 8-year-olds are worried about what kind of shoes they wear?
I think it starts at 4. 4 to like 15 years old, they're going to argue with you on what they're going to wear. Yeah, we got to get ready for it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kat. Have a wonderful day. Hopefully you find your home in your neighborhood that you're lost in. That's your first world problems. Keep them coming. We'll get back to them next week. Make sure you use the hashtag first world problems so we can find you on social media when we look for them.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Caroline Craddock's in studio. That means it's time for her. Why you so obsessed with her obsessions. It's an obsession. You're my obsession. Hey.
What up, Caroline?
Hi, Caroline.
Hey.
Hey.
Hair looks good.
Thanks. It's straight today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Brazilian blowout or something?
I did not a Brazilian blowout. I'm not rich.
Yeah, are there other blowouts?
You are, Caroline.
The Brazilian blowout's like really like $300.
Oh, American blowout?
Yeah, I got an American. Okay, just a good old American.
I'm thinking about
bar.
Chopping mine all off and starting over. I'm thinking
there you
about
go.
It.
How short you want to go?
Just, I don't know, as short as Alan will let me.
You want to get a pixie cut?
You have to consider your husband's feelings, right?
Do you want a pixie cut?
I don't think I look good in that short of a haircut because I've done it before. Uh-huh. I don't have the right head.
Yeah, yeah.
I like your hair the way it is.
I do too.
It's a little too long now.
Well, make sure you still have hair because as dudes, I don't know what, but it's cool to run our fingers through your head.
Yeah.
You like them to feel like a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't want it to be feeling like.
That's important.
Yeah.
You know, like mine.
Not to me.
Like
mine.
But you do take your man's feelings into consideration when you get a haircut, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
for sure. I love hair on girls and guys. Caroline, what are you obsessed with?
I am obsessed with this song. It's called Firefly. It's by Nate Botsford, who's one of my favorite artists. I met him at Live in the Vineyard a couple years ago, and he won this contest where he got to go travel with the Aloft Hotels, and he's really awesome.
Yeah, let's take a listen to Nate Botsford.
Everywhere I go, I see you. Every word I hear,
his voice is so good.
I hear you.
He's moving.
You're the sparkle in my eye. You're my firefly.
Good.
Every girl wants to have a song written about her like this one.
Oh my gosh, I know. And you want him singing it to you too. He's cute.
Yeah, what's he looking like?
He's like brown hair and beard. He's cute.
Of course he's got a beard.
Yeah.
He sounded like a guy that had a beard.
Yeah.
Like a cool beard.
He's a babe.
Nate
Botsford.
Botsford.
Yes. Botsford. Get it right.
Botsford, JC.
He's going to get so famous, he's just going to go by Nate one day.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Nate, period. Okay. This is weird, but I'm obsessed with this toothpaste. It's called Marvis toothpaste.
Marvis.
And they have like really glamorous flavors, like jasmine and lavender.
Really? I've seen these.
Yeah. It's everyone's kind of obsessed with them right now. You can get them on Amazon. It's $10, but it just brings a little luxury to your teeth cleaning experience in the morning.
Still cleans the teeth.
Yeah, but it has like I have the jasmine one, and it smells so good, and it makes your teeth feel very clean.
Mm.
It's like a spa for
and
your mouth.
Lavender, you could probably brush your teeth at night because lavender is
supposed
to help you go to
very
sleep.
Very soothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Check it out.
Do they have cookie dough?
No.
That's what we need to come up with, you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like delicious tasting.
I just do Crest Glamorous White. Like I'm very, I do the mouthwash and the.
Yeah.
Like I'm just stuck on that.
Maybe. I think I'd like mimosa flavor.
Mimosa
flavor would be pretty good.
Yeah.
My kids have the bubblegum flavor right now.
Blech. Yeah, that was great.
It was so good.
That gets them to brush them. Yeah, true.
Yeah, but then I would eat the whole tube. Yeah. I ate the whole tube once.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah. Not good. What was that toothpaste called again?
Marvis.
Did you ever try the charcoal?
I did. I've tried everything.
Yeah. Did you like that?
Well, it makes your sink a mess because I have a white countertop. And like if you spit it out, it goes everywhere. The black stuff.
Yeah.
But did it make your teeth whiter?
Yeah.
I didn't really notice that much of a difference.
Oh, really?
I like it. I like the masks are cool.
I like the mask. Yeah.
My dentist actually said yesterday to me that he thought my teeth were, he's like, have you been bleaching your teeth? I was like, nope. I've been using that Optic White toothpaste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the Allen toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Allen.
Yeah. Whitening mouthwash and toothpaste really do it.
It does. Yep. It helps so much.
The bleach I can't do. All right, moving on.
Yeah. What else you got for us, Caroline?
I'm obsessed with Bachelor in Paradise. We have to talk about it for a second.
Okay,
but,
yes.
My prediction, I'm like having inner turmoil right
Why?
Now. Because I predicted last week that I thought Wells was going to be the Bachelor.
And now you're
That's not
happening.
And
everyone is saying that. That's what everyone was saying last week. And then last night, everything changed.
Because
he's a bartender on Bachelor in Paradise.
Right.
When he went in, they said he was not allowed to participate in the game.
No hooking up?
No hooking up. And then Danielle M. from next season, who she's like tall, blonde, very sweet natured. Like she doesn't really have a big personality or anything, but she's not really meeting anybody on the show yet. So she actually says like, oh, well, I actually got an opportunity to go help like save children in Africa. So I'm leaving.
I'm out of here. Yeah.
Yeah. So she, her and Wells are like buddies in Nashville. And so she has always said, like, I kind of have a crush on him. Like, and then they agreed last night, like, oh, if we're not married in 5 years, we can get married to each other.
Yeah, they did but the then, friends thing.
Then she leaves and they freaking make out like crazy.
There you go.
But he blew his chance. He should have been like, that was his moment to go get the girl and be like, hey, stay. I will stop bartending and we could take this opportunity.
She's going to go save children.
She's going to Africa.
Yeah, but you can go save children after you fall in love.
How bad would she look to choose hanging out with a bartender instead of saving children?
Hey, hey. Love to the bartenders. Yeah. What good is it to be a bartender if you can't hook up every once in a while?
Well, he did. He hooked up.
Well, he did, yeah.
But she left, and she's going to go off and help
the children. So then there was this huge spoiler because Carly Waddell, who's one of my friends, married Evan from The Bachelor in Paradise.
You're friends with Carly?
Yeah, and Zach, her brother.
Does she really like that Evan guy? Like, she really does?
They're literally married and have a baby on the way, so
right.
I hope so.
Okay.
hope so. So she has a picture of her and her husband, and then Taylor and Derek, who's the other couple from this season of Bachelor in Paradise, who are like, they hit it off first day, like, no question they're going to be together.
Yeah.
And then Wells and Danielle. And she's like, oh, I love love, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, spoiler alert. What is this? Like, is this happening? So I don't know who they're going to pick for The Bachelor.
Do you think Reality Steve already knows?
I don't think so. There's been nothing released.
Okay.
But he always gets the scoop.
I'm stressed. I don't think they even know yet.
And you know who's coming off not looking very well?
Peter.
Mm. No, not Peter's not there.
Your boy Dean.
Oh, Dean's not looking good.
Deanie, baby. The guy that
Deanie
was
Deanie baby's
on,
a babe, right?
He's a babe, and he's being a big old
player.
Baby?
Playa.
Oh, he's being a player.
Well, and Jack's
Bachelor in Paradise. Aren't you supposed to do that a little bit?
Why does he have the nickname Deanie Baby?
Because he looks like a baby still. Like
he's
got baby face.
Baby face.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But
he's everything.
I couldn't call my lover Deanie Baby.
Oh, I could.
Deanie Baby. Yeah, you can.
I couldn't
do it.
Do
a sultry.
He's so cute.
How will you do it for me?
Deanie Baby.
That made
my
stomach hurt.
Yeah.
We got that.
Seeing that. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Is Peter making himself look bad?
Peter's not making himself look bad, but everyone else is hating on him.
That's because they've turned on him.
Yeah, and so he's not going to be the Bachelor.
This is the thing. The producers are mad at him for not following the rules.
1,000%.
And so they're doing a smear campaign on him.
Of course.
This is bad for your shirt.
That's exactly what they're doing right now.
Well, and everyone wants him to be the Bachelor.
Everybody wants him to be.
But he won't.
American Idol. The Bachelor producers don't want him to be. So they have to turn it and say, oh, y'all don't know what he was like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He was horrible. And then Rachel's coming out. Oh, he manipulated my feelings. Whatever. They're smearing him, so nobody will want him to be the Bachelor anymore.
Kelly's just trying to get her T-shirt sales up.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you. I don't like what they're doing. I know exactly what they're doing.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do because they're not going to pick Eric.
Yeah.
Eric's not Bachelor
material.
Why don't
they just pick somebody random and new
again?
I had this talk with my friend last night, and the thing is they have to vet these people out to make sure that they're good on camera and stuff. They're not going to, like, make this whole franchise on someone who's never been on TV before.
Well, they used to. When first started?
Back in 2001.
And it worked. That's when they got married. That Trisha and
Trista.
Trista.
And Ryan.
Ryan, the firefighter.
I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to pick someone from a previous season who's super random.
Go to another reality show then. Because if you really don't have anybody that stands out from a previous Bachelor or Bachelorette, then go to another reality show.
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
Or do a celebrity. They do Celebrity Apprentice. Why not?
They did try that once with, like, Jerry O'Connell's brother.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jesse Palmer, the quarterback.
Well, he wasn't. I mean, the average girl didn't know who he was. The average girl didn't
know
who
that's
he
true.
Was.
That's true. Back then.
So those are my thoughts on that.
All right. Back
to
your
questions. Is there ever a time of year where this isn't on?
No, it's always on.
It makes too much money. It's just too
cheap. And Bachelor in Paradise is way better than The Bachelor.
I'm not watching that.
It's so good. It's very raunchy.
Any more obsessions, Carol?
Yes, my last one. I've gotten a lot of questions on this because I guess it's in some of my pictures, is my glam box. So it's a way to organize your makeup, and I love it. I've had mine for like 3 years now, and it's this, like, basically it's a see-through container that you can put, like, on your
vanity.
Yeah, it's acrylic, and so it's a great way you can see all your makeup because I used
to
keep
my
makeup.
You got the actual glam box?
Yeah.
Okay, I went cheap on it and got mine at the Container Store. I can't afford that glam box.
Well,
that thing's a fortune.
It's an investment.
I got the cheap version.
It's an investment.
I saw Caroline's glam box too, and I did the same thing. I went to Container Store and I bought the stackable ones.
Yeah, it's great because I love it.
There are cheap, and then Target has their own line, so there's different. if you can afford to go all out, do the Glam Box. There's the middle range container store, and then there's the Target and Walmart. Everybody's making them now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's accessible.
This is the OG, and it's my favorite. Yeah.
Where do you find the Glam Box?
Glamboxes.com.
Oh, it's Glamboxes.com.
Boxes. Yeah. Yep. Glamboxes.
And they have jewelry organizers, and they have little ones. They have one that's really cool. If you have a small bathroom, it's like goes on top of your sink, and it's just like a, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like kind of like a square thing.
I really like it. I really love it.
It's
mine.
A good way to see all of your makeups, because I used to keep mine in my drawers, and so I was always kind of rummaging through to find it.
Yeah.
So this is a great way to have it all out all the time.
Caroline Craddock, you did it again. Gave us some good obsessions.
Thank you.
We got toothpaste. We got Glam Boxes. We talked a little Bachelor Nation. We got
Nate
a cool new
Botsford.
Artist. Nate Botsford, Firefly, if you want to get all sexy with it.
Nate Bots.
Yeah. Play that for your girl.
There you go.
So if you want to like really do it all out, like draw a bubble bath for your girlfriend and like play some Nate with a nice little bottle of wine.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Some of that lavender toothpaste.
Yeah, give her some toothpaste.
Thank you, Caroline.
You're welcome.
Now, if you want to get a job, though.
Yeah.
Big Al Mack, what do I have to do?
You know, this time of year, a lot of college students are going to college. So a lot of employers are looking to hire people. And if you are, I have a suggestion. ZipRecruiter.com.
Yep.
Because ZipRecruiter.com, if you need somebody to fill a job, and it can actually happen pretty quick. I've done it and had somebody start work within 48 hours of me posting with ZipRecruiter.com.
They say like 80% of people the positions are filled within 24 hours after posting.
Yeah, it can happen really, really quickly. But what you do is you go to ZipRecruiter.com, enter in what you need, what position you have available. Doesn't matter what kind of industry it is. Me, it's the service industry, but it doesn't matter. And they'll post it. And I've gotten applicants from Kansas. I mean, all over the country. Nationwide.
They'll do all the work for you. That way you can concentrate on your business.
Yes.
They'll find your employees for you. You just hire them.
You're telling me somebody's willing to move here from Kansas?
Yes.
And wait tables?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, Kelly, I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
ZipRecruiter's all over the country. They'll find you somebody in New York if you need them.
They post the position on over 100 job sites and social media. Everybody's always on the social. Give them a try if you're looking to hire somebody. ZipRecruiter.com. You can even do it for free right now if you enter the code KID, KIDD. ZipRecruiter.com/KID.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.